All right, many years ago, as I've told this story before, if you haven't heard this, you're really going to love this. Many years ago, I was on another station here, and I was on the ticket. I used to come on after Grego, okay? And there was a person between Grego and I. Anyway, when I was on there, between Grego and I, Joe Avezzano and Mickey Spagnola would come on and do like a one-hour or two-hour Cowboy special show before my show would come on. And I guess they would do this during Cowboy season. I wasn't sure their exact time and stuff like that. And back then, guys, I was the Cowboy hater. I mean, I was just ripping the crap out of the Cowboys. Just boom, 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 boom on my national show. I was just going after the Cowboys. It was just downright scary. I mean, every time they lost and the whole win a playoff game. And I mean, you should have seen. You think they hate me now? Oh, man, did they hate me. Oh, man. So anyway, Joe Avezzano and Mickey Spagnuolo are doing a show, and somehow my name comes up before I'm coming on the air. And Joe does that Arnie Spandex guy. I can't do a good Joe Avezzano, but he goes, that Arnie Spandex guy, I don't like him. I don't want to listen to him. And then Mickey chimes in. He's like, if he was here, I'd punch him in the nose. I mean, I'm just cracking up. I'm saying Joe Avezzano's the nicest guy. He doesn't hate anybody except for one person in the world. And that one person is yours truly. So I get, what do? I call into the station. Like, of course, I'm hearing them talk. And I call into the station, and we start battling. And I don't know, I can't even remember the year. That's how long ago this was. I mean, we go back, gosh, I want to say the early 90s. Maybe one of you guys can help me. The Cowboys were playing the Packers on a Monday night game. The Cowboys, and Joe and I are going back and forth, and I was coming down to do a remote with, I think it was Chuck Cooperstein. We did a remote at an Albertson supermarket, like 1,000 people, like 600-700 people showed up. It was crazy. Anyway, so Avezzano says to me, he's so frustrated with me. He says after the Monday night game, when he knows I'm going to be in town, he goes, you meet me in the players' parking lot, quote unquote, I'm going to kick your butt, is what he tells me. On the air. On the air. And I'm like, yeah, okay, old man, yeah. And meanwhile, I'm saying to myself, have you ever guys seen this guy on TV? He's a badass. You know what I'm saying? You know, he does the whole walking up and down the thing. So I'm like, after the game, I'm like, I'm not going to the players' parking lot. He probably was only kidding around. I'm not. Besides, if he's there, he's going to kick my ass. Son of a gun, as I'm walking away from the players' parking lot, this was way after the game, he's there waiting for me.
Wow.
He's there, and he's looking for me. So what do you think I do?
Ran?
Yeah, I took you damn right. I took off. You think I was going to go to the players' parking lot and go see that guy? I'm like, no way. This guy's crazy. He's really coming to kick my ass. So I called him back up, and I'm like, you were really there? He goes, you're damn right I was there. And ever since then, we became friendly. It was so funny because we came – I'm like crying. I'm laughing. Sorry. We became friendly. And when I first came into town, I'll never forget, I ran into Joe and Mickey Spagnuolo. And Mickey said to me, if there was one person that would I never would have guessed in a million years would be on the Cowboy station doing a show with me and Joe Avezzano, it would be Arnie Spanier. And we were just – I mean, we were laughing – so hard talking about the days that and how they hated me and Avezzano was going to meet me in the parking lot. And it was really, really funny. And that was my first time ever really dealing with Joe and Mickey and really people from the Cowboys. So I came down with my producer and we were scared to hell. So that was It was just a fun time. That was my little story about Joe Avezzano and just a really great guy. We became friends after that. What?
So once you no-showed
yes.
to the fist fight,
yes.
he felt he had established dominance
yes.
and
yes.
could now be friends with
yes.
you.
Yes. I said, I've scared this guy away now.